I'm Andrew Green with this week's Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw I, Tonya. I, Tonya is the movie that delves into the Nancy Kerrigan-Tonya Harding incident of 1994, the greatest moment in sports history. In this film, Margot Robbie plays Tonya Harding, and this story is all about her, actually. We watch Tonya Harding grow up, deal with an abusive husband and mother, skate to Olympic dreams, and then crash and burn when her idiot husband and his even dumber friend order a hit on her main skating rival. So, this movie's a sort of comedy in which its characters speak to the camera every few scenes, The Office style. Their stories are all sort of conflicting, and in fact, we're given a graphic on screen at the beginning of the movie that tells us that's going to happen. Who's telling the truth? Tonya Harding, her mother, or her ex-husband? That's for us to decide. Now, let me state right here that I loved I, Tonya. This is one of my favorite films of 2017, and I'll scoop up this DVD as soon as it comes out. It's right up there with Battle of the Sexes as one of my favorite films that came out last year. Interesting how both of my top picks were sports movies about women, but whatever. Now, I, Tonya is a different beast, though, from Battle of the Sexes. This movie is half comedy, half drama. It's a dramedy. There are lots of laughs in I, Tonya, and also some shocking moments. Tonya Harding in this movie is beaten and abused by everyone throughout her life, almost. When her husband starts wailing on her, it can really be a shock. Heck, by the time Nancy Kerrigan gets her leg smashed by a thug hired by Harding's husband's friend, the violence done to Kerrigan seems kind of tame compared to what we've already seen done to Tonya. And speaking of Tonya, at the center of this whole movie is Margot Robbie. She blew me away in I, Tonya. If I had a vote in the Academy Awards, it would go to Margot Robbie, and I never really cared for her before. She's great in this movie. Funny, tough, sympathetic, Robbie shines as Tonya Harding. And a funny tidbit to know about that is, when Margot Robbie first read the script to this movie, she didn't even know it was based on a true story. Anyway, let's talk about the incident. The year was 1994. Two contenders for the USA figure skating team are Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding. One day, a man randomly attacks Nancy Kerrigan outside of a practice session. It seems that he tried to break her knee, but he missed and hits her thigh instead. She recovers. Meanwhile, it turns out that Nancy Kerrigan's rival, Tonya Harding, may have hired the thug who attacked Nancy. Whether you think Harding knew about the attack or not, there's no denying I, Tonya is a great movie. Allison Janney is excellent and funny and scary as Tonya's mother. Sebastian Stan as the notorious Jeff Gillooly, Tonya Harding's husband, is also strong. And the funniest of the bunch is Paul Walter Hauser as the bodyguard Sean. This guy has delusions of grandeur and he's a treat when he's on screen. The story here is also interesting. I found myself watching a bunch of Tonya Harding documentaries after seeing this film, and there's oh so much I didn't know. The movie seems to get it all pretty much right, at least based on the official record. I, Tonya seems to take Tonya's side of the story, but in the end, it is up to us to decide what we think. Does she know about this attack or not? Either way, this is a fantastic movie. Margot Robbie's a revelation. I recommend I, Tonya. I give I, Tonya a 4.5 out of 5 for this week's Flick Pick.